For many years, universities have been offering study abroad programs partnering with international colleges in which students spend a semester living and studying away from their home campus. But with the increasing cost of higher education, short-term trips tied to a specific course or service project are growing in popularity. Professor Mara Dodge teaches in the History Department at Westfield State University. Later this semester, she and Professor Valerie Haskins of SUNY Adirondack are leading a group of 14 students from five colleges to study history in London and Istanbul.
I think that travel in general and international travel in particular is absolutely essential as, you know, education for the modern world and the global society that we live in.
With the help of student leaders, schools like Williams College have also organized service trips for students during their upcoming spring break to volunteer and learn about medicine, culture, and government in foreign countries and the Navajo Nation in Arizona. Also growing in popularity are gap years, in which students either take time off to break up their high school to college transition or to unwind after college graduation. About 40,000 Americans participated in gap year programs in 2013, an increase of nearly 20% since 2006, according to data gathered by a nonprofit called the American Gap Year Association. Jason Saroyan serves on the agency's board of advisors and works out of Northampton as the vice president of the Center for Interim Programs. Feeling stressed out and overwhelmed after his junior year of college, he took a gap year to travel to Madagascar and Uganda. He says students today are ready for the academic challenges of college, but not the independence that comes with it.
Yes, I was prepared academically to do well in school, and yet the responsibility and the independence were a complete shock to my system. And I think a lot of students really struggle. They flounder. And in today's workforce and the market of just being out in the world as an adult, having a good grounding before you go on to school is one of the things a lot of students and parents are really looking for.
The students going to England and Turkey with Professor Dodge had to come up with $4,000 for 2 weeks of travel. She says for many of the students at state universities like Westfield, finances are a major roadblock.
As colleges have gotten more and more expensive and as students are taking on more and more debt, that freedom that they, you know, might have had 10, 20, 30 years ago to feel that they could, you know, go off and travel or even do things like an internship or work abroad or volunteer opportunities. So many of them feel that, you know, they have to start paying back student debts within 6 months or starting, you know, 6 months after graduation.
Under recent programs, universities like Tufts and Princeton are offering admitted students financial aid to take a gap year before they start taking college courses or to travel in the middle of their college career. Saroyan says he thinks programs like these will become more numerous over the next decade.
These experiences, the universities are seeing the outcomes. They're seeing how students who have taken gap time in advance of arriving at school are arriving mature, focused, independent. They're matriculating in 4 years in incredibly high numbers. And so universities are seeing the value that if they can help support students to do this, which gap time doesn't have to be a bank-breaking experience, but it certainly does cost some money. If they can help support that, then ultimately it's going to allow a much wider swath of students to be able to participate.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.